Blog Talk Radio.
Another addition to SNL Radio. I'm your host, Max. Along with me, as always, we got the beautiful and talented Ms. Sasha, the certifiable diva herself.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about insurances, coverages, and how to, you know, get your family covered when your day of passing comes.
Well, you want to do it before the day of passing comes. You do it when you're past.
Yeah.
You're weeping too late. I'm just saying.
So, we're going to give you some tips on how you can save and the different types of insurance that's out there. So, you know, when it comes down, so you want to get some more information from an insurance company, you have a little bit more knowledge about, you know, what's going on, and so you won't get duped into, you know, buying insurance coverage that you don't need.
Or not having enough.
Exactly.
Or not having none at all.
Mm-hmm. No GoFundMe.
Well, that's what the whole thing was about, because there was an article that was posted last week on Facebook about how the black people, African-American community, was using GoFundMe as a way of paying for, you know, burials.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't just say African-American. It said most marginalized community, which is pretty weird for saying poor black folk.
Uh-huh. The ghetto.
The ghetto.
That's what white people call that ghetto.
Anyway, so that's what came up. And, you know, you often see when someone passes that people want to have, you know, the GoFundMes or something else that people do in order to help pay for the burial of their loved ones. But there are situations where people can't get insurance, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just cannot get any life insurance, be it term or whole. And then there are people that don't know the difference between term life and whole life.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that just, what is that? Which one should I get? And, you know, you have to do what's best for you and your life expectancy. I mean, because if you do whole life, now like we're 40, whole life, if we started it now, that's like saying we're going to live for
80, 90 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe 50 more years.
Mm-hmm.
Where with term life, you may only, you know, you can get it for 5, 10, 15, 20.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, if you get it for 20 years from now, we'll be 70.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You said 20
60.
Years.
You'll be 60.
Yeah, it'd be 60.
It'd be 60 years old, and then it runs out.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also reasons why people have insurance and they don't pay out.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest reasons they don't pay out is because
there is no money.
People have gotten all the money out of the insurance.
Because
you can withdraw money off of your policy. And you withdraw money off of it, but you don't put the money back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a savings account. If you don't put it back, then when you go and pass, because most funerals now cost at least seven, they start at $7,000 to $9,000,
mm-hmm.
but they can get up to more. I know for my grandmother, when she passed at 07, the total for everything for her funeral was over $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the opening and the closing of the grave, because it'll take care of that also.
Mm-hmm.
It take care of the car. And when people think about a funeral, they just think about the casket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not all that's included.
The cast is probably the cheapest thing you're going to pay for.
Depending on what kind you get.
I'm just talking about the app. You want like a little gold.
And I'm talking because now my grandmother had a full couch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what a full couch is with a casket, that means you can see their head to their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And she had on shoes. It was what she wanted. That was what she wanted. So, you know, she wanted to look as if she was on her way to praise and worship. She was a Sunday morning, she was on her way to church.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a full couch. Okay. And then the inside lining of the top part of the casket, it had her favorite painting inside, which was The Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
So all of, and then it had gold trimming.
Uh-huh. See.
And it also, the locking mechanism,
mm-hmm.
we have the key. I still, well, now that my mother has passed, I have the key. And the funeral director has the other key.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an actual, not one of them kind you just flip down and, you know, it had a lock.
Mm-hmm.
It had a locking mechanism to it. And then the family member locked it. So we were given the key and he was given.
Mm-hmm.
He had a key. I asked him to keep it, just in case. And then I have a key.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those types of things, if you want that,
mm-hmm.
you want a full couch,
mm-hmm.
well, then you're going to have to pay some money for that full couch.
You want to go out and style.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to see everybody. You want everybody to see you in your 6-inch stilettos.
Mm-hmm.
Or your Stacey Adams, and you want on one of your zoot suits
mm.
and one of your pimp hat men, then you're going to be paying for that. So, yeah, that's the difference between, you know, that's how you paying for the funeral, then you paying for the car,
mm-hmm.
and if you have it at a church.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you are a member,
mm-hmm.
you can have it. But
mm-hmm.
if you're not a member of, if you want to have it at a PDJ shirt at the Potter House in Texas.
That's another thing I got a grief about. Because, like, how you going to pick one of God's people to go up to heaven?
Help me.
that's like, wait a minute. You're supposed to be one of God's helpers.
Well, when I had my mother's funeral, I had it at the funeral house, at the funeral chapel.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pay for that.
Okay, that's fine.
I had to pay for the chapel.
Mm-hmm.
But now with my grandmother's, because she belonged to a church,
mm-hmm.
they did not charge us to funeralize her.
Mm-hmm.
But say you don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you got to pay for that. Like I said, that dude opening and closing of the grave, digging the dirt, putting the dirt back down.
I don't know why they paying for that now, because back in the day, I could see you paying people because they had to use shovel. Now you got to, they're going to bring on a little backhoe in.
Still
it. It won't take no more than probably 5 minutes.
You still got a purr. It's some bullshittery. Mm-hmm. But you still got a purr. The program, unless you're doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. Most people are getting away from a lot of costs by doing things themselves. With the age of technology, you can create, you know, if you have the right program software on your computer, you can create a...
The only thing you need is Word. Everybody got
Word. Well, yeah, you can do those. You can do those. You can do those yourself. What's the thing called? I forgot what they call. What
the
you
program?
Have? Yeah,
oh.
The program.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But you can do that in Eulogy and all that. So,
mm-hmm.
Oh gosh, I've done this twice in my life. So
mm-hmm.
It's very hectic. It can be very hectic. It wasn't that bad because, thankfully, my family had money in order to do it. And the funeral director in my town was. He's a good man. He has one of the nicest funeral homes. It's very upscale. I mean, I know that's something that you don't really think about, but it matters. It's very upscale. It's always neat. It's always clean.
You don't want to go to a, you know, a place where it smells like smoking liquor. Like
depressing. I mean,
right.
It's just depressing because in this funeral home, Mr. Jones has a lot of art, a lot of black art. I mean, it's very black based, if that's a word you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of that in there. And he also has when you want to go when he sets your family member up. Interview for them to be viewed by you or you have a wake or whatever,
mm-hmm.
He sets them in different parlors. He don't call them viewing rooms. He calls them parlors. Just like in the old days in the house, you know, in your grandmother, great-grandmother's home, they had parlors where they would go and,
mm-hmm.
Well, he sets them up in there and every one of them has their own, every parlor has its own thing. It's very nice. It's a very nice room.
I'm going to like, what's that hotel? Hard Rock.
Oh, okay.
Because Hard Rock got different rooms. If you want to, you know, jacuzzi room, go to jacuzzi. You want the rock room, go to the rock room. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's very nice. And they're very professional.
Mm-hmm.
And discreet. And once you, I mean, and... He's a very personable man. And you have to deal with this time in your life of, I'm giving him a plug. But I mean, you know, if you have to deal in this time where you're dealing with loss and burial of your family member,
mm-hmm.
It's very personal. You don't have all these people around you. He'll have one of his assistants talk to you or him or whatever and, you know, even if you need to say, well, I can't afford all of this. I want to send my loved one home in style,
mm-hmm.
But I can't afford. Can you, what can we do? And he's like, I'll, you know, we'll do what we can. And even if you have to be on a payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads up to if you can't get term, or even life insurance because you have pre-existing conditions. There are a lot of, now with this, with the insurance companies in the, with the care for Obamacare, I hate calling it Obamacare.
Affordable care.
Yeah, affordable care. Insurance companies are making it very hard for people to get covered.
Mm-hmm.
And the older you are, we're 40, it's even harder. Now, if you have a mental illness, because there are a lot of people now that are coming out and mental illnesses, a lot of people try not to have it put on their record because once you put it down in your record, it can affect everything. If you have been diagnosed with depression or any type of depression, schizophrenia, bipolarism. If you put any of that on your record, anybody can look at that, and that makes you uninsurable in a lot of, not
high risk.
It's high risk, and in some places, depending on their guidelines, you may be with certain insurance companies, not all companies. In some companies, you can be considered high risk. In other companies, you can be, like in Primerica, I think it's called, you're uninsurable. You're like complete. So if you are taking medication or been documented anywhere that you have a mental illness, just know.
Even your occupation.
Even your job.
A coal miner. You're uninsurable because that's high risk. Now, if you're a teacher, yeah, those, but okay, that's lower risk. We'll insure you. But now you're a construction worker. Easily fall from building or get shot.
Scaffolding. Any of that. You're considered high risk. And so those are some of the reasons why it's harder for people to find insurance. And even when it comes to being fat, it's not so much that you can't in some, again, it depends on where you go, but if you are obese, if you are morbidly obese, then you are basically uninsured. You have a high risk. If you have high blood pressure, it's going to be harder to find insurance for you. If you are diabetic, if you have had cancer, even if it was melanoma, which is skin cancer, it's just cancer, you are high risk.
Some places will insure you, but you're going to be paying out of pocket.
You're going to be paying a lot. So, those are just a gambit of some of the pre-existing conditions where you are considered uninsurable and high risk because you have occupational hazards, like a doctor, nurses. They pay a lot. Nurses pay a lot, especially if you are a ER or trauma nurse. Police officers, their insurance coverage is higher. If you can at all get the benefits of getting insurance.
So see, that's a different entity because they're with the state.
Yeah.
So they're automatically going to be covered if you're a police officer or a firefighter. That's already in their union, what you call it.
Now, my mother worked in mental health. And they had benefits on her job for her to get, you know, they gave her an option, her high-end package, to get term life insurance. Okay, because she worked in mental health, it was high as hell. I mean, it was expensive, not just her benefit package, her insurance for her dental, vision, and medical. I'm talking about the life insurance. She was like, I can't keep doing this because half of her pay, her come home pay, was going straight to the insurance. And it's because of her job. And then when she went to look elsewhere for some type of life insurance coverage, well, what do? I work in mental health. Well, where in mental health? I work on the adult psychiatric unit. What? The criminally insane. That's where she worked. What does that mean? I work with the criminally insane. They were not in prison because they were insane. So they were locked up in a mental health, you know, in a mental ward. Those were the people that she worked with. And it was like, I'm dangerous. She's like, yes, I know. That's why I need insurance. You know, so it was hard for her to get coverage because of her job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, term life can go for, like we said, 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you can't get that, always there's another option. There is a burial insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can get that through a, like, an insurance company that sells life insurance. You can also get it put into your life insurance policy if you can get it. But another way that you can get a burial policy, and first I'll tell you what a burial policy is. A burial policy only pays for your funeral. You can go, when you get this type of insurance, you can plan your funeral. You can do pre-plan. You can say what you want, how you want it done, and where you want it done. If you want to be cremated, it would do that. If you want to have that full couch blown funeral in the carriage and the doves, you got the money, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have that coverage. Now, you, like I said, you can get it through a life insurance place, global, those types of places, or you can actually go to your funeral home, your local funeral home, and your local funeral director, if you trust. F.K. Jones, he sells a funeral plot.
Okay.
A burial plan. Pre-paid. You can do pre-paid burial plan. That's what I want.
So that means you're going to pick out your plot, your casket.
Well, you have to, you already have to have a plot.
Okay.
You know, if you don't, I'm sure that he can help you with some of the funeral, you know, the cemeteries in town,
mm-hmm.
to work that out because he has a relationship with a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I already have my own plot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family plot. So when it comes to whether I want to be cremated or, you know, I want the full cow, I want to be in my muumuu with my scarf around my head, my glasses and a book, and my fuzzy slippers, he'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And put on my bra. Make sure you put on my bra. So have me outside without no bra.
Bra.
My good ones.
Mm-hmm.
That means your baby in the back of the drawer, and they all rolled up real tight and pull them out, and my panties. But that's what you do with that burial insurance, and you can get that. Now, the cost depends, again, on what you want,
mm-hmm.
and it also depends on your age.
Mm-hmm.
The older you get, now, that, again, if you're 40, you kind of miss the threshold. You're going to be paying a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
If you are 23, 25, expect to pay less. Even if you're 30, 35, 39, whatever. If you're in your 30s, you need to get this type of insurance. You can get any type of insurance before the age of 35.
Mm-hmm.
Once you hit 35 and above, your premiums go up. The things that count against you go up.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean the older we're getting, the less we are in better health. And they take that into consideration. If you're having arthritis, because then some places make you have a physical.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't. If you get the burial insurance, you don't have to worry about a physical. Because it's only paying for your burial. And you ain't got to be on GoFundMe. Which is, you know, I'm not judging.
Well, see, for a lot of people, that's just the easier way.
Because I don't know if it's easier or not.
It is because they're thinking, well, shoot.
I don't think
we,
so.
We already old, so it's like I'm in my 40s, 45, so I'm already past my prime. I don't have no money to even get it for my kids, so I'm just going to forget about it. And if push comes to shove, I just scrape up some money from so-and-so over here and so-and-so over here and put up a GoFundMe account. and do it, take it from there and see what I can get together.
I disagree.
Because people don't have the money to get it.
People don't have the money to get it, and I get that, and I understand it.
They don't know how to save to get it.
No, people don't know. I mean, because, you know, everyone, and that's what there are people that don't put their priorities in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need coach and all that other stuff and $500 and $300 purses and shoes. Bobby don't need no new Jordans. He needs some insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to go get your nails done. You need some insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are people that are not getting their nails done, are not buying $500 purses and shoes, and they don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
They're just poor.
Mm-hmm.
They are the working poor. They get whatever it is that they get financially. They're the working poor. And trying to bring up another bill, because having insurance is another bill.
Mm-hmm.
And paying that every month is another bill. So I don't think everyone goes to looking at GoFundMe as the last resort. I'm not going to say everyone, because I don't know people's situation. So I can't say exactly why they do what they do. I'm not going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you can't judge people. And then death, like you have some of these kids and they die unexpectedly, or people die unexpectedly, and they may have had insurance, but they didn't get it fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because
you got to pay up the premium.
Exactly. You got it maybe 3 years, you got a term life insurance policy for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't pay out anything in 5 years, but you died 3 years into the policy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get anything. So I'm not going to sit here and say everybody that goes to GoFundMe to... Now, there's some stupid shit on there that people use GoFundMe for, but you don't know, we're not walking in everybody's shoes. And that's why I did the show to inform people, because a lot of people don't know.
See, that's one thing, especially about black people. We never, like you say, don't have their priorities straight, because
some don't.
We'll sit here and say, we'll get on Facebook and Google, you know, where the best place to buy a fake bag at, or the new Jordans at, and go there and get them, but we don't find out real information that we need so we can have it, so it can make our life better, not only for our kids, but for us. Because now you die, now what? Your kids going to be, you know, they 15, 16 years old, but what do they have? They ain't going to have nothing.
Yeah.
So it's up to you to say, okay, I need to not only look after myself and make sure that I got my own affairs in order, so I don't have to put the stress on my kids, but my kids don't have the stress when they get older and my age. They don't have to struggle like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the cycle is going to continue, because now they broke, they're poor, they don't know nothing about getting no insurance, and then that cycle is going to just continue all over again. And that is going to be hard to break.
It's not hard to break. It's a challenge because it's not so much that everyone is not informed. Again, everyone can't afford it. And like, everyone can't afford it, and everyone doesn't expect to die when they do. Death happens. My mom didn't expect to die when she died. And it wasn't, her death was unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could have went to GoFundMe,
mm-hmm.
but thank God that my great grandmother had savings.
Mm-hmm.
And I dealt with someone that would funeralize my mother and work something out with me because he knew my family.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's not so blessed to have that. My mom had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And her health wasn't what it was. She had had insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, she had insurance policies through her job. But then my grandmother, my great-grandmother, had an insurance policy on my mom. And, hell, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, you taken away from it. And you're not putting back into that account. And now you use up all the money in your savings,
mm-hmm.
in your insurance policy. So, like I said, everyone's situation is different. These generational things can be broken, but people have to be informed, and they have to be informed and make an informed decision and decide that they want to make a change. Some people want to make a change. Some people want to do better, but right now at this time, they just can't. And I would rather look at those people and try to talk and help those people
mm-hmm.
so that when they do decide, okay, I need to try to get something.
And you can't get insurance. You can always, income tax is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you going to buy a new mm-hmm. purchase or a new Jordan,
save that money, put it back
to a savings account.
Exactly.
Or if you want to, go put it in a IRA or even in a CD account for
mm-hmm.
5 years and let it collect interest.
But
so
CD pays longer. If you can get money from a CD,
mm-hmm.
but it takes longer for that interest to accrue. So if you can get an IRA or IORA, thank you. All that rolled in together there is better because your interest can compound faster
mm-hmm.
than on a CD account. Now, if you want to do a CD, that to me is better for, say, you have a child,
yeah.
and by the time they get to be 20 years old, or even 18, and they're going away to college.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I know is because I was a CD kid, and I
mm-hmm.
used my CD to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't use all of it, but I used some of my CD to go to school. So by the time I was, I think my grandmother did for me when I was about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I went to school at 18, 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
I had a pretty chunk of change.
And see, that's where people, CDs accounts are good for people who are not good for keeping money. It's going to keep you,
mm-hmm.
stop you from touching that money
mm-hmm.
because there's going to be a penalty if you take it out too soon.
Mm-hmm. And if that possible, and everybody's not able to have 401k, 401, but
mm-hmm.
those are also hard for you to get your money out of too.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways that you can save money, and if you are a person that is uninsurable, then that's the best way to go is to stack up you some money, and just save it.
Mm-hmm. You can also go to a bank and ask a financial advisor because they always have them at the bank and tell them that you can't afford life insurance,
mm-hmm.
but you want to start saving.
Mm-hmm.
For your life insurance.
And they can automatically withdraw it from an account, from
mm-hmm.
your account. You can also go to a bank, and this is what I need to do. I need to go to a bank that has high stipulations when it comes to touching that money. Because if you go to a bank, say you have a fee,
mm-hmm.
a higher fee to withdraw money from your account,
mm-hmm.
then it's more than, you know how you go to some banks with those savings accounts and you withdraw and they're like, oh, well, it's $4. Well, if you go to some of them and it's like, oh, well, it's going to be a $30 charge.
Yeah,
Well, there are some. I'm just giving an example. But there are some banks that you can go to where withdrawing that money comes with a higher stipulation than other.
And that's not for people who live paycheck to paycheck. That's if you're comfortable.
Well, yeah. But it's also for you to be able to put that money in there and know that it's, you can't touch it.
Right.
That's what it's for. It's like we talked about those Digit accounts. They have Digit charge money for you to use it. I mean, but if you if you pay $2.99, you can go get $4 for a Starbucks. You can pay $2.99 for Digit if it's what you want to do. But it just pissed me off because they told us that it was always going to be free. And then, boom. But you can use that, but you can get money from it. You know, and with your bank, you can have a rainy day fund. But
and banks also do that same exact thing that Digi is doing, and it's free. Like, Wells Fargo does it. They'll take out, let's say, you know, every $10 person, they might take out $1.
Well, they don't do that anymore. That's called the way to save account.
They do with mine.
You might have. Well, I know that when Wells Fargo used to be with Wachovia, I signed up for the way to save. It's like a savings. They don't call it the same thing. It's like to protect your, keep you from overdrafting your account. That's what it's supposed to be for.
That's just stupid because the overdraft is like $35.
But
if you're not like me, I'm not going to get at the each and every month, I'm not going to rack up $30 in my way to save. Because I'm not.
But you're going
to
overdraft?
No, I'm saying for.
That's what I'm saying.
But if it's for overdraft protection, I'm not going to accumulate that much money from my checking into my savings per month because it's $35. I'm lucky to get $8 in my savings for my way to save,
Yeah. Some months I'm able to get those. And the thing about it is now with that you can draft money the way Wells Fargo is now. You can draft money into that savings account.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a savings account that's attached to your account.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, especially because if you're not one to save money, like I'm not one to save money, so it helps me. And anytime that I get some, you know, I have a little extra, I can put it over in there and for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps out. I mean, because I've done that, like, with my car. So, I just spent that money that I had over in there for my car. So, last month.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, I've kept it in there for at least 3 months. And it's still some in there. So, it worked out. It worked out pretty good for me. You know, so I think that's a good thing. But it's other ways of trying to make sure that you're covered. And when it comes to couples and they're trying to get insurance, and one may have to get it for the other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, for me, as far now, I have pre-existing conditions also, but mine are not as great as yours.
Mm-hmm.
You're diabetic, type 1, insulin, right? I mean, I hope you don't mind me telling people that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's too late because I just told everyone. But I would probably come out better getting insurance. I have better health.
Mm-hmm.
To get that insurance, that life insurance policy in my name,
mm-hmm.
and then adding you to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way it could, you could be, because you can do that with some policy,
mm-hmm.
not just make you a beneficiary,
mm-hmm.
but actually just like your car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that some people can look into doing. If you're, you know, I can say get burial insurance. I mean, but that's not for everybody.
I'm saying if you're married, I would just try to get insurance, period, because you want the lease when your partner's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You want at least to say, well, the house is paid for, because that's going to be the biggest expense.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pay off the house, not the car. Okay, that can, you know, come and go. You can always downgrade the car. But you want to have, say, okay, I want my burial paid for, my house paid for, and any bill that we got to accumulate together, I need those paid off. So at least your partner can be debt-free.
Okay. You can put that in burial insurance.
Okay.
That's a good point. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
You can add that. Is when you go into doing burial insurance,
mm-hmm.
you can look into not just your funeral, but you can also look into adding money into that or getting coverage for end-of-life things, bills, house, mortgage, and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that in there. Now, you may have to go, you may not be able to get that particular insurance to a funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to go to a company,
mm-hmm.
but you can do that, and they call that end-of-life expenses.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's called. So you can do that. It's just not for that funeral, and
right.
boom, that's it. It's just if you do that pre-planned funeral insurance, that's what it's going to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go through another company, then that's something that you can look into and asking about my burial and my end of life expenses. I want to make sure that there's money left over for the mortgage, or I want to make sure that there's money left over for my medical bills,
mm-hmm.
if I've accumulated them for a long hospital visit or
mm-hmm.
for my care or whatever the case may have been.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. You can definitely do that. So you just have to find out. Go to someone that you can trust,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to tell you the truth and not just try to. That's, I have a thing about insurance agents, and I have a thing about car salesmen. I don't like either one.
Well, they both on the same level.
Exactly. And so that's why I have an issue. But if you find someone that you can definitely trust and talk to and be like, you know, this is what's going on in my life and my family. This is what I need. Can you help me? If they can't help you, then, okay, can you direct me somewhere else? But never be afraid to definitely ask about.
Mm-mm.
So, I hope that's helpful to some people to know.
I think we can.
And if you, yeah, if they president gets away with doing, gets his way and gets rid of the Affordable Health Care Act, these pre-existing conditions. Do you know that rape will be considered a pre-existing condition?
I guess it's from a mental health.
No. It's not under mental health. It's rape. R-A-P-E, rape. Rape will be considered a pre-existing condition under DUMPS health care.
It ain't gonna pass.
I'm just letting you know.
I know, but it ain't gonna pass.
Do you know that women's issue is if you are a woman that have an issue with your periods and bleeding and childbirth, an abortion will be considered pre-existing conditions, and you will not be covered for insurance.
Now, I know when it comes to insurance, my grandmother and my aunt, I'm not too sure about my mother, but they went through John Hancock.
That's an old one.
Yeah, that's how old it is. go to John Hancock and see, you know, because I know they did my.
But do they still have John Hancock?
Yeah, that's what I just looked at. I'm like, wait a minute. I remember John Hancock. Let me see if it's still around. And I Googled it and it's still around.
Oh, wow.
But they did my grandmother's funeral. Yeah, my grandmother's funeral. And I believe. I know they came out one time. I was real, real young.
Her funeral or insurance?
For insurance.
Okay.
They came out for my aunt, and they did a little health thing, you know, weight, blood pressure, and all that other stuff. But they did that pretty good with my grandmother. It was simple and easy.
Mm-hmm.
But try John Hancock, because, you know, that's the only one I know of. That's how old I've been around.
Yeah, you real old.
It says protect your family for as little as $15 a month. Get a free quote now. Just gotta fill out your name, gender, state you live in, whether you smoke, your date of birth, select your health class, select your length of coverage.
Well, what you
coverage amount.
If you have insurance, if you have pre-existing conditions already, and you know that you do because of your health, you need to find somewhere that does not require health screening.
Yeah, because this one says no medical exam, just a few health questions, decision in 3 to 5 days. It also tells you, you know, what is a term life insurance? It gives you what that is. Not sure how much you need. It gives you some examples of how much you might need. It says term life insurance costs less than you might think. And it gives you like a little graph, 30, 40, a female. It's about $18,022 at the age of 40. Male's about $28,082. And it goes up after, you know, 50, 60 years old. You can get up to $100,000 to $1 million in 10-year terms.
Okay. I just found some of the top 10 best no medical exam term life insurance policies for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
They are American Applicable, AMICABLE, American National, Assurity, ASSURITY, Fidelity, Forsters, Gerber. But you got to be careful with that Gerber, because they may not have medical screening, but there are some age restrictions when it comes to Gerber. Mutual of Omaha and North American Company. These are some of the best no medical exam term life insurance.
That was good. So y'all don't even have to look it up.
Oh, there's also Phoenix Life,
mm-hmm.
Principal Financial Group, Transamerica, and Sagicor, Sagicor.
Does that have to do with the
Does not have anything to do with Sagittarius.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Because SAG is Screens Actor Guild.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
because I was just wondering, because that's SAG, okay. But that, those are, so all the y'all that's looking for no, you know, health screenings, or those are some of those things you can find out and look into and see how much it's going to cost you.
Yep.
If you find something good or a low rate, oh, let us
know.
Let us know.
Yeah, exactly. Let us know, and then we put it out there and help other people that need it. Like this Phoenix, I was looking at the approval. It says no exam life insurance policy, AM best rating, approval waiting period, coverage amount, and riders. Now for this one down here, Phoenix, it's for Safe Harbor Term Life Express. AM best rating is a B. I guess that's American something. Anyway, I have to look at what that is. And then it says a simplified issue, background check, like 24-hour decision at best. Now, the coverage amount offered would be $25,000 to $400,000, and riders would be for chronic illness, terminal illness, critical illness.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Something's always better than nothing.
Exactly.
Even if it's just $10,000, that's $10,000 off, you know, whatever it is that you want done for you, and it's your time to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you want $15,000, so your family and friends are going to be responsible for $5,000, which is not a lot compared to $15,000.
Yeah.
The payment plan could probably be made for $5,000.
Yeah. True. So that is something to look into and try to do.
So, you know, we should try posting up some of those, what you call, support.
Yeah, I'll put them out there. I'll make sure that I save it and I'll put it out there about those insurance companies.
Because a lot of people out there, they're like, well, I can't get it. I have the money to get it, but I tried these companies and I won't even pass the health inspection. I won't pass the
health inspection.
I won't be able to pass it, so I won't. I know. Why should I even go look? And
mm-hmm.
There you go. It might cost you some money.
Well,
at least you'll know you got something.
You can have something. Exactly. Like I said, always know. You can't do that. Get yourself a burial policy.
Mm-hmm.
A burial policy is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's much better than nothing. You can pre-plan, and it's easy. They'll simply withdraw it from your account on a monthly basis, just like they do all my other bills.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to write a check. Who write checks? True.
Everybody else is going digital. You're going paper.
I like my paper. Because I can keep track of my papers, unlike you.
Well, you better be hopeful that they ain't going to do nothing, do away with checks in the next 5 years.
They're not going to do away with checks. There are still people that write checks.
Yeah, a handful.
There are a lot. There's more than a handful. There's still a number.
Two handfuls. That's it. Everybody else is like, I'll just use my card. And that way I ain't got to
carry no checkbook. But that's the thing. You using that daggone card for everything, and then you got to worry about the black web.
Hmm?
The black web. Well, identity theft. I'm so worried about my little identity stuff now. I didn't used to worry about identity stuff, but now I got a credit score. I'm worried about identity
stuff.
That's okay. I'll be worried. Somebody go steal my identity.
Well,
my identity.
You better get life locked.
Hey, yep,
hey,
I gotta get life locked.
Money and get that life locked.
I gotta get life locked. Lock it down.
Mm-hmm.
Worry about my credit. I got credit now.
You got A1.
Yes, sir.
You important.
Exactly.
JT ain't got shit on you.
No. I was working on my credit score before.
444
came out.
Beyonce, look out.
Nay, nay.
Do the nay, nay. She gonna get that Oprah paper. Forget buying $1 million painting, have to wait a damn year for it to double. Shit. She gonna double her shit in a day.
I'm trying to get 800 or so close to it. I get trip over.
Oh, you get 800. That means you can go to. I'll get yourself an American Black car.
Yeah, baby. Oh, let me know if they're going to tell me about my credit score. They be trying to steal my shit. They be trying to steal it.
Be doing one of my things. Oh, yeah, let me get that G5 plane flying around the country. A couple days. I don't want it here. Take it back. I got 30 days to turn
back. 30 days.
Model planes don't count. Model planes do not count. Thank you very much. They do not count.
Mm-mm. Oh, man.
Yes, so I'm trying to get to that 800.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that group on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and this woman come posting up her credit score. It was 825. You can't find her, so don't try to be looking for her because you don't know her name. Anyway, her credit score was 825.
Was she black?
Yep.
Oh, I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
She was
Oh, shoot. Go ahead.
Right. Oh, suck it up in there.
Mm-hmm.
With those 5-10 streams of income.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It was 825. I was like, huh? My mouth was agape. You're my hero. I want to be like you. I got to get life locked. I got to call the credit bureau and tell them to lock my shit down.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I need a pen for my... Oh, you know you can do that, right?
Mm-mm.
You can get a pen for your credit score and tell them to lock it down.
That means we go to...
And all the time, you have to, if you want somebody to run your credit,
mm-hmm.
you have to unlock.
Hmm. Okay.
You call a credit bureau.
Hmm.
Call U.S. Don't call India.
Yeah.
Call the U.S.
Hello.
Hello, uncle. No offense to my Indian brothers and sisters. But, hello, how are you? Oh, no, oh, Lord, I'm gonna hang up. Like you, I would have hung up the other night. A week ago, I would have hung up on her.
I was just like, her thing is she was just too happy. Hello, how are you?
That was an Indian thing.
Yeah. No, that was just that's the phone
she thing. She was just too excitable.
Because everybody I call, every time I call the phone company, it's the same exact thing. They are happy that you called. I'm happy to be of service.
They have to sound like that in a sweatshop.
52 cents an hour. I'm starting that day. That's good. Much fun of them. Just yeah, yeah. You want to get 2 cents.
They don't want up a dollar. All them outsourced jobs they taking from the U.S. They don't want up $2.
No, man. That's money out the United States pocket.
They don't want up a dollar.
They're like, shoot, I want that. That's
Mayor Parabesh and
how you guys speak Indian accent, but your name is Bob and Mary
and Larry.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, hold on. How you get that name? You ain't been American now.
Read this script. Give yourself American name. What's American name? It don't matter. American name.
Tyrone is not an American name. That's a nigga name. They get his friend named Tyrone. I'm going to call myself Tyrone.
Now you do that, you in trouble. You're in trouble.
Oh, man. That's terrible. We shouldn't do that.
But it's the truth.
They were like, oh, God. It's too much. It's just too much. You're like, oh, Lord. And I try to hang in there, but I just will be wanting to hang up so bad. I do. I'm like, oh, Lord, not you. Why you? And then you call the bank. And it's the same thing at the bank. But then you ever notice when you call the cable company, you get a black woman, she's and I guess nothing against Africans and Jamaicans. But they call, you get a cable, you call donkeys, you get black women. The last one I got, she was Jamaican.
Okay.
She was so damn mad. It was like
they
the morning.
Mad. They always mad. For no reason. They can just win $1 million. They still be mad as hell. You just win $1 million. Hey, happy, yeah.
Hello, how are you? I am good. She had.
I guess that
one
camera didn't sit good in her swimming last night.
Turn it goat. And rice and peas. Rice and peas. Jerk chicken.
That's what they want.
Beef patties, spicy. Oh, that we go to Florida, we gotta go to that Jamaican Chinese restaurant.
Oh, boy.
We hope it's still in business.
Is it?
I hope it's still in business.
Them white folks were eating that stuff over.
They were white.
They got some white folks in it.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't see what all I saw was them light skinned Jamaicans.
And them Jamaicans, they support their young.
And then Chinese people was tan up them that goat. I was like, what is this? What part of Florida was that in? I can't even remember what part of Florida that was in. We gotta go there. We gotta go to that place. I wanna say I've been there. And don't eat that hot beef patty that they gave Guy Fieri.
See, you gonna make my insurance go up even higher. You better stop.
You shouldn't be out there talking to me.
Well, they want to talk too. So.
No, man, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got what? How many minutes?
You up there, put your hand down.
Put my hand down.
I ain't the police. I'm not the police. You're not under
arrest.
No,
you work in the police.
You're not driving while I'm black.
No, you work in the police. I'm just sitting here while I'm black. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Well, we got
a girl.
I'm not talking to them. Yeah.
Okay, we coming back Wednesday?
Yeah, we gotta do Usher.
Ain't nobody talking about Usher.
Yes. In this boat, you got some.
Nobody's talking about Usher. Not talking about Usher because people on the internet done made me mad as hell.
They ain't got nothing else to do but put out false rumors.
They putting out false rumors.
That's where Donald Trump got that. What's he call that?
WikiLeaks.
No, what he called that? Lies from
Alternative facts.
That's what he got it from black folks. Alternative facts.
I'm not talking about whether or not the girl, she said she didn't get nothing from Usher, but she was mad that the fact that he put her health in danger. Whatever. If it's a lie, it's a lie. She trying to get something
okay, let's talk about that. But the fact that she's fat, and then people want something to talk about she ugly, that because she's fat and she ugly, Usher wouldn't fuck her. So fuck you mean.
Yeah,
you got me on here cursing. I've done real good.
I'm not trying to discredit her because now it's like, okay, you're going to get on TV. But ain't nobody talking about that man he posted on Gaby, too. Because nobody knows who he is. Well, there's no, I'm not talking about, stop, pause, put it on the fake, pause, stop, well, I arrest you because you black. Here we go. Thank you all for listening to SNM Radio. We will be back Wednesday, this Wednesday.
And hopefully,
live.
If Max gets his stuff right,
live.
We'll be live again for
my stuff was right. It was good. Don't forget the first one. It was the lighting was good. The background was good.
Well, why you didn't do it again?
Because you said you didn't want it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. See, this is what happens when you're in relationships with people. They hear one thing. You ask this man a question.
And I said.
And when you ask him a question,
no.
He hears one thing.
No.
He only hears half of what you
no.
say. And then the rest of it is
I
supposed
said,
to be my fault and whatnot.
You asked
but
me, do you want to go live?
I don't
and
know,
I said,
I'm not going to argue with
you
on
feel
air.
Like it, I don't care.
I'm not going to argue with
you. Because
you
know you got
air.
In bed late last night. And I know how you do. You get in bed late. You don't get up until about 1, 2 o'clock.
Don't be telling everybody my business. I'm a busy woman. I have things to do.
Yeah.
Well, then, I didn't get up until 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, because we had something to do that was important.
Everything I do is important. I'm not going to argue with you about it. I'll just talk about it off air. This is an off air conversation. Let me put this out there for everybody here. When I cuss you out.
Yeah, them know how to cuss people out. Nah, I just ignore you. See, that's what me and folks just
That's
said.
What you do anyway. That's why you didn't hear me when I said it. And then you only heard half of what I said. And you had that damn Charlie Brown syndrome. And then you got this blank look in your eye like you're getting now. And all you hear is, womp, 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 womp. See?
What'd you say?
Little Daryl.
That's right.
Little Daryl.
I'm your cousin. Divya.
No, you ain't.
I just got a list, but I'm smarter than him.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
This
Wipe your nose. Ew. Anyway. Goodbye.
Bye.
So we'll see. Not you. You go out of, you go out of here. You go out of here while I finish wrapping
if I
it.
Get out of here, I'm going to eat your cake.
You're gonna do that anyway. And why you gotta tell everybody we got cake? I mean, I got cake.
That's for later.
Why you gotta tell everybody? No, that's for now.
After dessert is the after party.
Nah, Kev, because you might try to lock me up and make me.
You know you might
get
roped around your ankles. Come on now.
Trust me up like a
tiger. Tied up to the bedpost,
Trust me, up like a turkey.
That's how the headboard got broken.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Boom.
Actually, the headboard was broken before you. Ha, ha, ha.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was just cracked.
No, it wasn't. It was
yes,
broken.
It was cracked.
It was broken, hanging and sagging.
It was cracked.
Anyway, can I please say what Wednesday going to be about? Or you want it to be a surprise?
Go ahead, tell me. You already told me.
No, I didn't. Wednesday going to be about full disclosure. So, what should you tell? When should you tell? Whatever you need to tell. Before relationship, so you know why are you talking to someone. So that's what it's gonna be Wednesday. Anyway, I'm gonna go eat me some red velvet cake. I holler at y'all. Thanks again for listening to SNM Radio. Have a great night. Thank you.
was and will be.